No mai hoki mai e te iwi ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. Ko Daphne Pupatāhau e mihi atu nei kia koutou katoa. Ka tahi anō tātou kua rangona i ngā karere ka heke iho te tirenga waka i runga i te oneroa ātohe ki te ono te kau. Kei runga i te wā e kōrero i tēnei wā. Tētahi o ngā rangatira, ngā kai hāpai i te oneroa ātohe a pātou tipenei a te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa. Tēnā koe pātou.
Kia ora ka te.
Ai, tēnā koe, how are you today, Ehua?
Ai, yeah, pai ana, ko te wera,
ai.
Te pai.
Ai, tēnā koe, moera, kōrero. So it's been a long time coming to see the lowering of the speed limit on Te Oneroa Ātohe. How was it for tēnei rōpū tiaki Te Oneroa Ātohe? We know that you've been a part of these kaupapa for a long time. Is this a victory for our moana there?
Yeah, I think it has been a long time coming, I think one of the biggest things is the impact that the traffic has had on Te Oneroa Ātohe, and these the new restrictions that have come in.
Mm.
I think it's one of the biggest things is that I think if everyone would probably agree that sometimes the slower speed is more of an impact than the higher speed along the beach. You've got the type of vehicles that are accessing the beach as well. Which is one of the very very big issues. Probably more of an issue than the speed on the beach, and with the motorbikes and the 4x4s that are. And the manuhiri that come north and actually, treat Te Oneroa Ātohe as a playground. For us up here in the north, it's always been a pātaka kai for everybody. And the impacts that, the wheelies and everything that happens on the beach, the motorbikes that zoom around backwards and forwards over the tuatua beds and actually do a heck of a lot of damage to those haumona resources, and every resource that's impacted has an impact on something else, and everything's linked to each other. The whole moiety of those species are all intertwined with each other, and it's like a chain. One of those links is compromised, the whole chain becomes compromised, and I think that's where it lies at the moment. The Māori of Te Oneroa Ātohe itself.
Ai, tēnā koe, moe rā, kōrero. In te kōhanga, there's been a lot of action against motorbikes on the dunes on Te Oneroa Ātohe in that area. Hopefully, looking at those restrictions imposed on Te Oneroa Ātohe, as you said, people treating it like a playground, upsetting the kūtai beds there. There's a lot of disrespect going around when it comes to these sort of kaupapa nē. I don't think a lot of people understand the environmental impacts that those activities have on our papa moana. Going forward, what other things should we look at establishing on Te Oneroa Ātohe to ensure te oranga tonutanga o enei taonga?
I think the local authorities have a responsibility just as much as we do as haukainga tūtiaki te taiao. And I think that's, and in the past, those authorities have never held up their responsibility in regards to the general public understanding the taonga that we have here in Te Hiku here, really. Throughout Te Hiku, and I think everywhere is we're all intertwined in every such way, and I'm not just speaking on Te Oneroa Ātohe and Ahipara itself, but we're all linked to each other over on the east coast as well, and the west coast. We're all intertwined in some way, through our whakapapa as well. But, it's the responsibilities that we have to understand that we actually uphold. And for manuhiri coming north, that is part of our responsibility, is to control those manuhiri.
Mm.
And alongside the authorities who actually do have that mandate to control the general public as such. I mean, the general public as well as manuhiri need to understand that, you know, to have access to all these resources and to the coastline itself is it's not a right, you know, it's a privilege that we're able to do what we do here. And I think, and as haukainga, we, you know, that is our responsibility to tiaki ngā mea katoa konei, you know, everything that's here.
Aye.
And that's our responsibility, I feel.
Ai, tēnā koe, tika o kōrero, he hononga tā, te tangata ki te whenua, te whenua ki te moana. Me tū tātou, hei kaiti aki mō tātou whenua. Ngā mihi nui kia koe e hoa, i whakawātia i a koe. Kia haumaru tō haere i te taha moana i tēnei wāne. Ngā mihi nui.
Ai, ngā mihi aroa kia koutou.
Ai, kātia ke rai tātou mā, ko te reo tērā o pātou tipane e pā ana ki ngā kaupapa tia ki i tō tātou papa moana i reira mai ahipara ki te rerenga wairua te onerua ato he tērā. Kia hakaire ake ngā ke te kōrero i konei mō te wāpoto e tātou mā, no hotonu mai ki te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika.